Valentine's Day, it's coming up, in case you hadn't noticed. It's hard to escape the commercialism of that day. Question, though. Different cultures have different rituals when it comes to love, marriage, and courting. But does love itself differ? That's a question Catherine Winter has been thinking about. She's a producer with a new PRI program called The Really Big Questions. Her search for an answer takes us to China and into the human brain.
On weekends in downtown Shanghai, hundreds of people go to the marriage market at People's Park. Parents line the sidewalks, displaying descriptions of their sons and daughters on white pieces of paper. A man who identified himself as Mr. Lan is hoping to find his son a wife, a woman with a good character.
You wouldn't marry a girl from the barbershop because she's pretty. You have to consider whether the family will accept the choice. Because falling in love isn't simply the matter of two people. It concerns the whole family.
The idea of marriage as a transaction between families has deep roots in China and in many other places. Historian Stephanie Kuntz says in cultures with a tradition of arranged marriage, falling in love is disruptive and dangerous.
Falling in love before marriage in India was considered an actively antisocial act. In ancient China, the word for love connoted a very socially disrespectful relationship.
In fact, it used to be widely believed in academic circles that people outside of the West did not fall in love. They thought romantic love had been invented by European troubadours and didn't exist outside of Western culture.
We decided to see if that was really true or not.
Anthropologist Ted Fisher co-authored an influential paper in 1992. He surveyed studies of 166 cultures looking for evidence of love, such as elopements or love poetry.
And we found it in an overwhelming majority of cultures. We thought it's very likely that romantic love is found in all cultures.
But people in different cultures describe love differently. In some Asian countries, surveys have found that people are more likely to stress the negative aspects of love than Westerners are, things like jealousy and heartbreak. If you stop people on the street in Shanghai and you ask them about love, you hear a lot about communication and working at love. You hear about duty. The word that comes up again and again is responsibility.
Responsibility.
Being involved in a romantic relationship is a lot like having a job, actually.
This is Jessie Chun. She's a 24-year-old accountant sitting at a Shanghai cafe.
2 years ago, I would say getting married is more about loving someone. But now I'm getting more and more practical.
So does the practical, responsible way Chinese people talk about love mean they don't fall in love? That's what Mona Xu wanted to know. She's a psychology professor at Idaho State.
It's really difficult to know, are people accurately reporting their experiences? And there's this drastic difference between how Westerners experience love and how Easterners experience love. Or is it that culture is influencing how people talk about it or how familiar they are with even being asked these questions?
To find out, Mona Xu decided to look at people's brains. She recruited Chinese men and women who said they were in love and put them in an MRI machine to see what happened in their brains when they thought about their sweetheart. Then she compared them to similar brain scans of people in America and England.
And we found that they're almost identical.
In both the East and the West, researchers found activation in parts of the brain associated with thinking, but also in areas associated with addiction and euphoria. This would suggest that love is love, no matter where you are, even if culture influences how we talk about it and think about it and feel about it. And of course, culture can change. These days, some Chinese people are adopting a more Western, romantic idea of love.
Love feels like you're walking on a beach, hearing the sound of waving coming over and over and over again, while your feet is touching the sand softly.
Suzette Xu is 30 and lives in Shanghai.
Once you felt the kind of feeling when you in love with someone, it just, it's really addictive to me. Even you know you may end up with getting hurt in the end if the things doesn't work out, I would take a chance on love.
Suzette Xu says she thinks some people in China are still marrying out of duty or for financial security, but she's holding out for someone who sweeps her off her feet. For The World, I'm Catherine Winter.
Catherine Winter is a producer for The Really Big Questions from Sound Vision Productions with funding from the National Science Foundation. She had reporting help from Rebecca Cantor and Shi Fan in Shanghai. You can check out photos of the Shanghai Marriage Market at PRI.org.